Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're going to pick up from where we left off. Okay, so we're going to continue where we left off last week. Scroll for everybody for coming out bright and early. The last thing that we did was page 37. And so that means we are actually going to begin with page 38 because it's an excellent review. And we'll get some principles down as we continue the laws of Kibud Avaim. So take a look on page 38. We're going to read from the Chut HaShani, which is from the Chazon Ish. Here we go. Hotei mikol haniskar. So again, I read the Hebrew. I do a loose translation. You can follow along whatever language you want. Ikar mitzvahs kibud avayim. In terms of the essential principles of the mitzvah kibud avayim, v'im sheyesh behem hana v'kavod avivimo. Specifically, if it applies to benefiting one's parents, like, as we said, to feed them, to provide them drink, when it comes to fearing them, that's a different. That's a dat was kavod. This is considered a mora, which is fear. What would that be applicable to? Lo yistor b'dvar. You're not allowed to contradict them. They say yes, you say no. Lo yachriya dvarav. Right? You're not to even make decisions right against what their opinion. You're not allowed to sit in their seat. Now, sitting in their seat, we're going to talk a little bit more later. Because what exactly, sometimes you have people who, this is my seat. And then you have light seats. You know, sometimes it depends on the dining rooms, usually are more likely to have a set table. This is my seat. Kitchens, maybe you're looser. I don't know how it works at your house. Does your father, does your mother sit dafka in the exact same seat every time?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. And there's a lot of people in that house. How many people in that house, in the Rear Boy house? Well, not now, but
back in the day.
10 people in the house, and they had a set seats.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. Your kitchen could seat 10, no problem.
No, my kitchen. Eat in the dining room.
You always eat in the dining room.
Yeah, there's not enough room.
Okay, fine. That's why. Right. Dining room is usually more. Okay, fine. Very good. Right. We have a kitchen. We don't have set seats in our kitchen. What was that?
There was 10 kids I'd never ate.
That's a good line. That's funny. Right. So it's funny when it comes to, I guess there's a few, when it comes to the kitchen. Okay, very good. That's a good deal. Difference. The chil between kitchen and dining room. Up is very much aviv mevakesh. But things that your father asks you to do, ain't b'manav a kavod l'aviv, that don't necessarily have any honor to mom or dad. So let's say they say to you, can you do me a favor? Can you go to the bank for me? Right? There's no honor really involved. This is the technical, something that doesn't necessarily relate to them. If dad would be upset, that the father's not listening to him, the father has to do what his father wants so that he doesn't bother him. So again, for sure, if it benefits him, you have to do it. But if it's something which is not really not to him, benefit to him, but, what was the example that we gave? I don't remember anymore. Okay, but that's you understand. Chayavim habein v'habat las. By the way,
this
has not been gender. Oh, with the house, buying a house or something. Right, shouldn't buy a house. Right, I told the story last week. I remember when I bought my first house on Galecrest, it was $305,000. My parents thought we were nuts. We'll never make our money back. We'll never, right? Okay. So we know, okay, property value. Again, they didn't say not to do it, but they said, are you sure, right? Okay.
But are you able to say to them after the fact, 10 years later, I was right?
So here's a rule. Apparently, when it comes always to the first house that you buy, the parents are also nervous. The first house doesn't matter. You're always nervous about that first house, right? Because you never know, right? Believe it or not, there were people even in Thornhill who bought their house at the wrong price. I mean, it's shocking, but...
My neighbors paid double.
Your parents did double what you paid?
1 year later than us.
1 year later than you, they paid double?
Not even 6 months later.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Double the house.
And it's not even close what they paid now, the value. Not even close, right?
Close, but not yet.
But they might never make the money back. Or in 10 years.
No, they'll never make the money back.
They never make
the
money back.
Crazy.
Wow, okay. There you go, see? Okay, see what happened? The parents told them not to do it and they didn't listen.
Yeah.
So they got it. Okay, And by the way, this is important, you know, gender pronouns, right? V'chein chev ha-ben v'abad. Every time we talk about ben, you don't just mean ben, you also mean bad, okay? Right? V'lasa l'kayim et tzivu ha-orehem. You're obligated to listen. You got to listen when your parents are telling you. Av sheish lehem tircha v'kosh. Even if it's difficult, like, im aviv.
I have a question,
yeah.
Right?
But go.
When he started, he only started with ben, but now he's starting with av. Right? Ben ubas. Is that saying that before it was only...
Well, no, because remember, the truth is, verse two paragraphs, like, okay, so... Generally speaking, it's funny. What am I going to tell you? When it comes to requests, they say that they guess the father gives their son more of the requests. I don't. It's lush on common language.
It's also a time. I feel like it was a time. It wasn't even about the halacha or like this is the status. Is when I don't know who this guy is.
He's the Chazon Ish. Yeah,
the Chazon Ish. When he lived, it wasn't. You didn't, like, ask your daughter to go to the bank. You didn't ask your daughter to, you know, sell the house. It was just, it was the time. 200 years ago, it was, the directors right. were more at the board.
It's quite, it's from Nissen Karlitz who holds, like, the Chazon Ish. But anyways, yeah, okay, good. Yeah, it appears that way. The pasuk says, Ish imo v'aviv tirau, that a man has to fear his parents. So it's the pasuk Ish, what does it say, Ish? Because... So the Gemara seems to say both are equal. If a woman is married and she that might be a different category because she might not be able to necessarily fulfill the mitzvahs of her parents because she has other responsibilities that might take priority. That's the way. Unless of course is she able to do both. Okay, I don't know. We're not going to ask the foremans. Okay, so what if this is a tircha v'kashi? Keep going. Im avi mitzvah liknos is a chavetz mekom yirachok. You know, go buy a coffee at some fancy place in Sudbury or something, right up north. For yamim you make korvik shamim. It's cold. It's raining. The truth is, he's not even saying that far, right? Just go walk down the block, right? But it's cold and raining. Oh, yamim chamim ma'od, very hot. Lefum tsar agra, but the greater sometimes the tsar, the pain, the more the reward. Elim kim avakei shabim aviv rishus lichot et kumei bakashol zmanacher. And what about if you could ask him if can I do it tomorrow? Meaning, okay, coffee's not going to matter. But can I go buy that whatever? Can I get it tomorrow? The book for you? Can I get it like later when it's like the sun comes out?
Tomorrow.
Right? Because there, all these things. Again, but if he's in Hanoi, they don't have direct benefit to dad. Davka kishaviv tzadeh bagasha. He has to be justified, right? If he asks for something which is not justifiable, right? Like the example I gave before, like go get me something in Sudbury right now, right? At 6 o'clock in the morning. That's like, come on. That's like not fair. Now, there's clearly a bit of gray here. What's justified, what's not justified, and that's debatable. But again, what's the norm? What's considered normative in the culture that we live in? The gam hadrish, right? The gam hadrish haguni. The request has, so it has to be, meaning, will you please walk, 27 miles at sub 30 degrees to go get something? Come on, that's not normal. Aval im einoken, in bazem shum kavod more of avim. Yeah, you don't have to, if it's completely off the chart, it's understandable, you don't have to do it. The avsha avim mitzdar mikach she'eno asar kirtzino, even if dad's upset, well, you're not going to do this for me, in ze elosha aviv matzar et asmo, in ze haben matzar et aviv. Come on. Yes, it's true, dad might be upset, but it's not considered that you got him upset. Listen, there's what's called reasonable and reasonable, and if it's unreasonable, you don't have to do it. Again, by the way, that potentially, what you think is reasonable, I think is unreasonable. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a, clearly, the potential for tension.
Like
to see what it is. What was that?
It's like gender.
Yeah, okay, no comments. Okay. Ben Jehorav Dorshimenu, Shalo Yelech Lishon, Basham Ucheret Balayla. Right, parents say, oh, God, you're going to bed too late. You're going to bed at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's not good for you. Right? And after all, you're not going to go for shachris in the morning. Okay, not a problem on this table. Listen, that's a fair request. You have to listen. Your parents tell you, look at this. By the way, I saw this. I'm like, wow. Parents tell you, don't make too late. Can't make up for shachris. They're right. Got to listen. Okay, fine. Let's continue. Two more. Good summer. We'll read it all. Avivo imo shedorshim mi benam shelo yeshev mishmar domar kol laila. Halavai, that should be the problem, right? Don't stay up all night. Mishchoshin lebriato im chashash hazenachon. You have to listen. Meaning, if let's say you might think the opposite. Well, I love pulling all night or Thursday night. I love learning all night, but you have health issues, Right? It's not good for you. Friday, you're a shmata, you're not functioning, you're this and that. Listen to your parents. And finally, im shem mishpachat harim hu aruch o misubach. This is a great one. Let's say a guy's last name is difficult. You know, it's Schwarzkoppen, Nager, Cohen, Green, right? Right? It's like a crazy last name, right? You just, it's like too long. The ben rotzel diktzor, the kid wants to
change it.
No, sometimes these nebuch, these guys inherit like hyphenated names from the parents, right? I know somebody like that, right? Right? Mom is like, what are you doing? What are you doing to this kid, right? It's like Rabbi, 27 letters.
It's very specific language that says the sort, not lishanot, so you should be careful not to change it, just to shorten it.
No, well, that's weird. You didn't read it, you didn't read the sentence.
What?
Read it again.
Lishanot, okay.
The aviv mocheba. And what does father do? Father's not happy. He objects, right? He's a nirashish tzad iser bazel. Wow. Interesting language here. This is the tzad iser. Might be a little bit of an iser. Shabazehu marakiluhu ina hemshech ashasha mishpachtit. Because the father, okay, hyphenated names could be different because the father's name might have hyphenated. But let's say the father's name is hyphenated too, right? So that might be, maybe you want to argue, I can still continue the name because it's still part of the name. But let's say you want to totally change it. You had this a lot in the Zionist movement, right? People made Aliyah to Israel. But Ben-Gurion, I think Ben-Gurion's last name is Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion's last name, we changed his last name, right? A lot of the Israelis, right? The Zionists didn't want to have these European names. They were considered diaspora names, Galut names. They wanted to change them to make them Israeli names. I don't think they asked anybody though. Okay, so if you do it, this is where we're going. If you do it, it looks like you're rebelling against your father or against your parents. That could be a problem. Okay.
But it could be embarrassing, the father.
Right, the kid doesn't have the same name anymore. Right.
Like, what does it say about the father? Like, that's...
Right.
That'd be like an Isser Mitzar.
Isser Mitzar. Right, good. Right, okay. Okay, let's just do this 36. We finish this section. You want to know what's real kibbut av aim also? What's kibbut is Torah mitzvah. Let's just turn the page. That's the paragraph. Okay. I saw here, there's a topic here that I want to show you. Turn to page 44, please. What about if your father says, hit me? Right? That's not a poker. They're not playing poker. Right? That's a bad joke. So, no, not poker. Blackjack. See, I even tried. I even messed up the
house always wins.
Right? Sorry. Anyways, what can your father give you mechila? Right? Mechila doesn't mean forgiveness. Mechila means demoichel. Okay? Look at this. Minchas Chinuch, page 44, right there in that paragraph, that says mechila. Posits that if one person gives another person permission to hit him, there's no prohibition. I'm not talking about parents, right? If I tell you, hit me, right? You tell your brother, your sister, whatever, you hit me. He writes further that this also applies to a parent who permits to hit the child. Okay? Next. The basis of the opinion is codified by the Raman Choshe Mishpat regarding a person who tells someone to hit him. V'yish armim de'im amar le beferush amenat liftar pator. If someone says, you know, break my arm, and I'll exempt you, and you break his arm, you're pater. Mechanech admits that he did not find anyone who stated this law explicitly, but the logic seems absolutely sound to him. It seems that the assumption underpinning the Mechanech opinion is that the prohibition of one's parent is an extension of, like, hitting someone in general, in a similar manner to the way that the general prohibition would take effect. Meaning, why is this important? This is important to only basketball. You want to play sports against your father. If you want to play sports against your father, how are you going to play? Now, if you're playing, you know, ping pong, or whatever, right? You play basketball, let's say. You want to play one-on-one, right? Maybe we're not in the stages where fathers would be able to even hold the ball without hurting themselves on the court anymore, right? Okay? But, you know, your fathers are younger, more agile. Yeah, does the real boy father play basketball? Would you do that?
We just fight when we play chess. Yeah.
Chess?
Yeah.
You fight with chess. Full contact chess.
When someone takes a piece off, we're just like, all right, that's it.
That's it, okay? Fine.
Flipped over and we hurt him, you know?
Okay, Dengas, that was the... Okay, fine. Now we can turn the page. Okay, page 53. The next section is specifically focusing on Mora. Before, there's a bit more on Kavod. So this is that's this next section. Here we go. So, source number one is Gemara in Kiddushin. Rav Yosef would literally, I think I actually quoted this before, Shema kol kriya da'ame, amar, akum akame shechina da'asye. Rav Yosef would say the following, when you'd hear his mom's footsteps, what would he do? I'm getting up, why am I getting up? Mamash for the shechina. The shechina is arriving. Right? Shohanara codifies the halacha, chav lama mipnei aviv. You stand for your father. And how much you have to stand, this is unbelievable. Look at three. Chav lama mipnei aviv, imo kim lo kumato. Not a little, like, tuchus bent over there. Not like you're, what is it? You're half saying modi when you're jachaz with the shots. Or, Baruch HaKen Shachan Mishalo. Most people do a little little tuchus lift over there, right? A little stretch, right? No. All the way up. Stand. Full standing. Kumokumaso. Venera Li. Didino Kirabu Mufak. And by the way, this halacha is similar to a Rabba Mufak. A person, this is Machloke Rabba Mufak, is either a person with the majority of Torah, either time or knowledge. Hainu Mishayira Mirachok Melo Einav. When you see them, right? So I'm sitting over here. I've already, see somebody who's coming in through the doors in a little foyer over there. Get up. Ad she yitkansu mimenu o ad she yeshvu. Until I can't see them, because I see the parent is walking down the hallway, until you can't see them anymore, or until they actually sit. Wow.
Do they have to see you?
No. Very good. That's a very good point. They don't have to see you. You have to see them. It's up to you. You see. Now, to be honest, do people really do this?
I feel like you're also only going to contrary point. It makes some parents very uncomfortable if their kids always do that.
Okay, so that's, by the way, that's very important to do mechila, right? Could they be mochel? Can they be mochel, this couple, right? Okay. And is it really true? Let's say you live in a house with them still, right? So you see, what are you saying? You see your parent, let's say, in the morning, and then over and over and over again, you update, go, you up, down. How does that work?
I'm just getting breakfast standing up.
Just remember that, right? How are you supposed to do that exactly? Okay, says the Rama, Yesh Omrim, Ein Adam Chayav Lamod Difnei Rabo. You don't have to stand for your Rebbe, only Shachris and Arvis. Meaning, once the morning, once the evening, that's it. Otherwise, again, we're in the context here of Beis Medrash. Context of Beis Medrash, when you're Rebbe, your mama's going to be a yo-yo, right? That's like, quote unquote, your office and their office, right? Yeah, that's what they're comparing it to. Okay. That's true if it's in the house of the Rav. There's measure of the house of the Rav, right? But if it's in another context, you see the rabbi, I don't even know. Then you would not be at the stand all the time. So, and the Tori Zav compares it to who? Kriyat Shema Shachris Arvis. Okay, fine. Chai Adam says, Machlokas, someone says only twice a day, and others say even many, many times throughout the entire day. And again, careful, that's referring to the Rav.
Wasn't there a case in Masechet Megillah where I think, which rabbi was it that didn't move from his place in the Bima, which had cut stone on it because he didn't want to make the whole...
He didn't want to disturb everybody?
He didn't want to disturb everybody and make them all stand up. I can't remember who it was.
That's for sure. Okay, 55. Says the Gemara, and this is a very important point. We referenced it earlier. Amar of Yitzchak, Amar da da da. Ha'av shemachal al kvado, a father who foregoes his honor, kvado machu. Yes, he can forego his honor. That's very important. So a father can forego his honor. By the way, that means if a father says, consider my seat, you can sit in the seat. Right? The father says, don't do this for me, don't ask for me, you don't have to do it. Okay? Now, says that's the Gemara in 7, and it's codified the halacha in 8. By the way, you should know, it's worth pointing out, the laws of kibud avaim, look at 8, is found in Yoredeya. Yoredeya is the section that deals with kashrut, that deals with mikvah, that deals with nida, that deals with avelut, right? It's part of Yoredeya. Literally, it's instruction time, right? It doesn't deal with, let's say, it's not going to deal with monetary damages. It doesn't deal with, daily, shul and stuff like that. That's where it's found. Okay, that's number 8. And it's kofar lahalacha, also, av shemachal kvodo, kvodo machu. Okay, now, but we don't do that today. Look at number 9. Number 9 is p'nei halacha. Interesting that it goes p'nei halacha here. And he says, but we don't see that today. Listen to what he says. Modern era. Kayom, today. Yiladim rabim inam ragim lakum v'nerim. You see, kids, they don't stand for the parents. The efshar lomar. maybe we could say, Kevin Shaharim lo chinchu atam lakach, if parents don't train their kids to stand regularly, Simon hu shemachal kvadam. Must mean that what? They're mochel on the kavod. So we see from be mochel on your kavod, it doesn't need to be explicit, it could also be implicit. Meaning, if parents aren't insisting on it, it must be that they are being mochel on it. Imkin ain avon bekach shaladim einam kamin beit she'echad harim nichnas b'tnai shaliv yivzau. Right, so it can't be bizui, it can't be shame, can't be shameful for them. But if it's not something which they're requesting, then you don't have to do it. Yoter tov. Let me just finish this back one second. It might be better. Lishol der mifrash. Might be better to ask your parents explicitly, do I have to do this or not? Im hem mochalim al kvodam, just to get it straight out. But perhaps it is a implied being mochal undercover since they're not insisting it. Yeah, question.
It sounds right. It says yoladim when they're like children. Is that changing? If it's like what? Like when does that apply? Like that they would have, like that they would have to teach you by. Like theoretically, if you're 20 and they start telling you to stand for them, is that?
I guess they could undo their. The moichelness, right? No, I think so.
Yeah, I find also Pinyan, not to say he's careless with his language, but that he writes in a much more casual fashion. So it's not nearly as his like very specific word choice isn't nearly as contingent on his meaning as it would be in like Rambam, for example.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's for sure. That's for sure. True. Okay, we'll do one more. Then we're gonna stop. Yeah, I don't get to hear. Good. Take a look at 11. And I told you they like quoting a Sephardic source, Yalkut Yosef. This is from Rav Avraham Yosef, number 11. Af alpi, we skipped 10. Af alpi shein roi levakesh mechad olamit mehorim. You don't necessarily have to ask regularly mechila from them. Shelo yitzteref lakumi pneim lolam. Mikol makom shabim shiratzu levakesh mechila mehorim. Shemchulu al kol shonu kamim pneim mikol pam shechazul lecheder. You should ask them. Do you really forego your kavod? We even see this is not, so even though Bnei Halacha is mentioning it, and we see it earlier, we see that really, even in the Sephardic world, culturally, right? Even in the Sephardic Israeli world, it was not common to stand for one's parents on a regular basis. You just didn't do it. So again, they seem to be saying, however, better to ask for explicit mechila first, as opposed to just relying on a implied type of mechila. So I thought that was an interesting statement. And finally, we'll end with this, number 12. Hamavuar sheze ratzon haTorah shezoit tzurat ve'ofen haMitzvah shadam yakum lifnei Rabo. You should stand for your Rebbe. By the way, today in the world, for sure in the world today, I grew up old school. Any teacher you stood up for. Today, I don't know, is that the case anymore?
Depends on the school.
Depends on the school. Depends on the teacher. I don't know, right? I don't know.
It really depends on the school or the teacher. In my yeshiva, it only happened with Rosh Yeshiva.
Only Rosh Yeshiva, people would stand for Rosh Yeshiva.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, and also, I'll be honest, some people wouldn't even stand for the Rosh Yeshiva.
Really? Okay. So I think it depends on, again, I would have been in elementary school for a long time. 20 years ago, when you guys were in elementary school, I think it was a little longer, right? Okay, I think it's a little different in those days, but okay, things have changed. For Dina Vivimo, and he compares it also to one's parents, that really we should really stand. And he takes it. Aval, we'll go back to the bottom part, which is bolded. Line with this, Aval lo mina ruiv lo kadei lo mina mechom rush. And he argues the parents should not be mochel. Omen lo tzarik lasos zos al yidei harim yidushuzot mina deyem shlem aduim ha'yilei. Right, you should teach them kibud avayim, and they should stand for you. This is a very difficult thing to demand. Usually, when you demand respect, you don't get respect. It's usually the principle in life. Okay, but I think the idea that one should stand for parents is something which is important. Again, we have this implied consent, which could be. The reason is instead of the ask straight out. Okay, we will stop there for a Tishkoach, everybody. Whew.